Well, I'm going to get to the stocks that you do think are worth it at the moment. Nick, is there anything that you would want to buy or alternatively would want to offload?
So at the moment, I think the stock I would certainly be having a look at and taking a nibble would be a company like Nepi Rockcastle. So property sector. So if there's any definition of an unloved sector, this would be it. In retail, if there's any part of the property market that you don't want to own, it's retail.
Yes.
On the saving graces side, very well capitalized. So that's a good thing. Conservative management team. And I think geographically in Eastern Europe, in a growing environment, where there isn't as much retail property as what we would have in, let's say, South Africa. Internet penetration, online shopping is a lot less and expected to be a lot less than what you would see in the UK or the US. Share price come off a lot recently. I think a lot of that has to do with a balance sheet, as discussed, that could afford to pay out a dividend, but management decided to rather capitalize it and give investors extra shares opposed to that dividend. I think you would have seen a little bit of extra selling to raise that sort of income from a lot of funds that might have held it for that reason. For that reason, I think it's very attractively priced, like the long-term prospects of it, and certainly see an opportunity. So I would be upping my exposure to Nepi.
Okay. Mia, how about you?
Well, I mean, we still have exposure to shares. It's not that we sold everything when we started becoming sort of worried about what the market is going to do after all this exuberance. And we still have companies like Apple, where I think despite the fact that the share price has now come down quite significantly, it's not something that you feel like you have to sell, because we think it's a good company. It's a company that when you look at what they came to the market with last week, it was different to how they normally came. They didn't launch a new iPhone. But the iPhone is still more than 50% of their revenue, and the other parts, which is like the AirPods, the watch, all those interesting things, it's now sort of changed so much lately. It's actually doubled in revenue over the last 5 years. So things like that make me excited still for a company like Apple, where everyone thought that once Steve Jobs weren't around, they weren't going to be able to innovate anymore. So I still think it's a good company to have in your portfolio.
I mean, would there ever be a reason for you to sell Apple? Like, I mean, I don't know if that's a stupid question, but, you know, if you look at the last 5 years and people say, oh, Apple's too expensive, but just how it's entrenched itself in people's lives, and not just with the products, but as you say, with the apps and with the software. Yes. What would have to change?
Well, I think if you have a very, very large position in one share, then diversification is always an option. There are very good companies out there. So Apple is definitely by no means the only one. So I think diversification is an important thing to note and to remind yourself of. If you've got one particularly large position, make sure that you diversify, because anything could happen. And we know that. So yes, at this stage, for the foreseeable future, I think it's a good company. They've got good prospects. They've shown their grit and how they do business over the last couple of years, even without Steve Jobs, that many thought was an issue.
Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe sell a few Apple shares to buy a few Nepi shares, and then we'll keep both of you happy this evening. Mia and Nick, nice to see you both. Thanks very much for joining us on the show. Nick Crails from Ashburton Investments, Mia Krugers from Kruger International, and Alicia will be back tomorrow night to take more of your questions. Have a good evening. It's